أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ تستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم أني ممدكم بألف من الملائكة مردفين وما جعله الله إلا بشرى ولتطمئن به قلوبكم وما النصر إلا من عند الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 9 and number 10 of Surah Al-Anfal. In the ayat yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the reciter of the Quran to remember that Allah had granted our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the promise of victory over one of the two groups. That group that was with the caravan, Abu Sufyan and his people, or Abu Jahl coming from Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after consulting with Sahaba, and Sahaba's overwhelming view was that we should proceed and confront the army of Abu Jahl, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own view. When they come to Badr, by then the Quraysh had already settled in Badr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba had to settle on the lower part of Badr, and we all know that whenever there is any type of conflict, any type of battle, the person on the higher part will always be advantageous. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had his own plan of nusrat and help for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Nonetheless, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum then built a little thatched roof, what is called arish in Arabic, like a little hut for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was suggested that he be at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this matter, on this issue, and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this was built at such a strategic place that should Allah forbid the Quraysh get the upper hand and the Sahaba are being overpowered, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have your camel right here at the outside of this arish. All you need to do is to embark on this camel and you proceed towards Medina Munawwara. Like how we have love for you, those Sahaba that were unable to come, they are equal in their love for you, and they will continue the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Sahaba, they were not concerned about their own welfare, they were concerned about the welfare of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the narration that Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself took the responsibility of guarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about part of that discussion. Allah says, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدَفِينَ. That time is also worthy of remembrance, that when you had sought help from your Rabb, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that arish, he began to engage in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That dua has been narrated in many kitabs of hadith. What was this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? O Allah, you have given me the promise of one of the two groups. Allah, fulfill that promise. Whatever your promise is, that Allah, you are going to give us victory, Allah, fulfill that promise. The second part of the dua, O Allah, if this small little modest group has been overpowered, then there will be none to worship you on the surface of this earth. Because it stood to reason that if the Quraysh had to overpower the Muslims at that time, then of course they would have not stopped, they would have gone to Medina Tayyiba. And this was that fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that there will be no one to worship you, O Allah. It comes in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam exerted himself that night in this dua, to such an extent, to such an extent, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arms, his hands are outstretched. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a chadar, he has a cloth or a shawl over his back. That shawl also falls down. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't even notice that. Siddiq-e-Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He places that shawl back on the shoulders of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is sufficient now. It is enough. In other words, Allah has heard you. Allah will fulfill His promise upon you. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu at that time felt sorry for the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exerting himself in the ibadat or in the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had responded to your call, responded to your dua. What was the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدَفِينَ. That certainly we will support you, we will help you with 1,000 angels, murdafin. Murdafin means one after the other, coming in succession. Now in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about 3,000, and also in Ali Imran, Allah ta'ala speaks about 5,000 angels. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had first sent 1,000, thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala either sent 2,000 more to complete the number of 3,000, or Allah ta'ala sent 3,000 more. And then as far as the promise of 5,000 was concerned, there was one condition there. The condition was that should they make a sudden onslaught, a sudden attack upon you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down 5,000 angels. Here Allah ta'ala said, murdifin, in other words, in succession, one after the other. There Allah ta'ala, when He says 3,000, Allah ta'ala says, munzilin, that these angels will come down from the skies. In other words, Allah will not call upon the angels of the earth. Allah ta'ala impresses on the mind of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these will be special angels that will come down. And then when Allah speaks about the 5,000, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, musawwimin, that they will have particular marks. And it comes in the hadith, it comes in the riwayat, that those are angels that had come down at the time of Badr. The headgear was white, the amama was white, and those that came down at the time of Hunain, the amama was red. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is absolutely worthy of us remembering and speaking about, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it here. Allah had responded to the call, to the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.